Thanks for joining us this morning here on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. One great thing about Boston, the mix of longtime residents with a steady flow of newcomers. If you've just arrived, welcome. I've only lived here my entire adult life, so I'm not really a local. But if I were, I might sound like my friend Jerry O'Loughlin.
Hi, Sharon. So you want to get to Fenway Park from Newton Corner?
Jerry was born and raised in Boston and gives quintessentially Bostonian driving directions.
Take a right, hard right on there at the lights. You're on Marlborough Street. Go up the back of Marlborough Street. There's parking spaces there that the meter shut off at 6 o'clock so you could save on parking. You don't have to pay the $50 to park in a lot.
Jerry sounds the way actors try to sound, but mostly fail, when they're playing characters from Boston. The authentic Boston accent is a wonder to behold. Just ask James Stanford. When it comes to linguistics research on this topic, he's known as the guy.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'm the guy, but I do have some recent information to report about New England English.
Stanford is chair of the linguistics department at Dartmouth College. In 2019, he published the most up-to-date scholarly study of Boston area speech patterns. His research team collected data from over 1,600 New Englanders, including a bunch of recordings of people reading sentences designed to elicit the local twists on vowels and consonants.
My father sometimes hides his boots by the road in the park.
In this hot, sunny weather, I could fall down at the drop of a feather.
Sue rode a tan horse to the farm.
In the Boston accent extravaganza, the R is the star of the show.
And we call this whole topic roticity.
Roticity involves the pronunciation of the letter R. In rhotic speech, people pronounce the R. The classic Boston accent is non-rhotic. When you're non-rhotic, most of the time you don't pronounce R's when they follow a vowel. Exhibit A, my friend, former WBUR colleague, and exasperated Boston sports fan, Sarah Rose Brenner.
Why aren't you better than this? Why even bother? I am just irrationally mad about how bad they are.
But wait, there's more on the R.
Then you can also get situations where you get R's inserted into places that other dialects of English don't have. Like the phrase, the idea of it, pronouncing that as the idea of it.
This is called the intrusive R. I guess there's a certain towny swagger before a vowel. The R shows up uninvited for pizza.
I hope that Mary bought coffee and pizza at the food shop.
Yet another signature of the Boston accent, linguists call it the lot-thought merger. Words like lot, L-O-T, are pronounced more like thought. For example, I say com ave and across and stockyard. But locals?
Go all the way up to com ave, cross com ave, stay on Chestnut Hill ave, all the way across. The stockyard will be on your left.
Now, the Boston accent is complex, and linguists have documented loads of additional details. I mean, James Stanford's book runs more than 350 pages. Still, somehow, that R keeps stealing the spotlight.
Well, whatever. But irregardless.
So what exactly is the deal? Where did that Boston R come from?
We can trace those differences back to what we call the founder effect, which is when the first English-speaking settlers began arriving.
Stanford says, in the 1600s, when settlers got here from the southeast region of England, that area was going through some language changes. Non-rhotic speech was gaining momentum. It was seen as having more prestige. People in the Boston area were staying in close touch with those southeast Englanders, and the accent stuck.
Even today, 400 years later, we can still see that founder effect of the English in this region.
Stanford says, for a lot of people, sounding unmistakably from Boston matters, like really matters.
And so there's a local pride to it that we heard again and again. They counted that as part of their local Boston identity.
Stanford says that pride is helping preserve the Boston accent. Unlike in other parts of the country, where regional accents are fading because of generational and societal changes, Stanford says he expects the Boston accent to thrive for decades to come, which gives us all plenty of time to celebrate this.
So you want to get to Harvard Stadium? All right, you're going to bang a U-ey, come down to Brighton Center at the lights there where old Rourke's Pharmacy used to be. Take a right on Western Ave, past Star Market.
Seriously, what's not to love?
Can't miss it. You'll be all set. Have a good time.
To learn more about what makes Boston, Boston, go to wbur.org/fieldguide.
For 90.9 WBUR,
I'm Sarah Rose Brenna.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.